A change in the love life practice posts. Where's the blog? You may have noticed a singular lack of posting last Monday. That was due to an interesting confluence of events. Reading this article about stopping the glorification of busy, reading the Holstein Manifesto again, considering the idea of trying to get more sleep, or at least listening to what my body wanted in terms of sleep instead of what my alarm clock dictated, having an extraordinarily busy work day myself, getting an opportunity to plan a work retreat and realizing I didn't know where to begin, reading a letter from a friend who's starting med school, writing about 3 blogs and a couple of podcasts, beginning to travel and teach, going through family difficulties, and yet she apologizes for possibly not doing NaNoWriMo this year. In case you forgot, that's where you write a 50,000-word novel in a month. What did all of this mean? It meant that I realized that I have gone, in the 20 months or so of writing this blog, from writing 3 times a week because I had so much to say, to trying desperately to come up with something to say 3 times a week. In other words, I was sacrificing quality for quantity. Could I find something to say about love, life, or practice every week? Certainly. The question is, would what I had to say really be better than what other people said? There's no shortage of personal development blogs out there. Is my voice really needed? The answer is not no. The answer is sometimes. I have things to say, I have thoughts to think, and I'm not going to stop perusing all the same TED Talks. This one might save your life, in fact. And personal development blogs and more. And when I have things that are worth sharing, I promise they will be here. But I will let authentic growth drive the content, and the content drive the blog, not some arbitrary schedule. I'm heartened by the fact that other great bloggers and great writers have made major changes in the way they work. Following their example, I hope to make both your time and mine here on Love Life Practice more worthwhile. It's crucial to know what you have to do as opposed to everything you could do. Meredith Feynman.